السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ففروا إلى الله. وقال تعالى: وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة أرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers, this is the holy month of Rajab, and this is the second Friday. Half of the Rajab already passed, and as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Inna Rajaba Shahrullah." As I mentioned in my last sermon, that this holy month of Rajab is a special month of Allah subhanahu wa taala. What does it mean? Allah subhanahu wa taala loves those servants who take care of these days and nights of the month of Rajab, and they do extra ibadat and worship and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and trying to please Almighty Allah, begging and crying to forgive their sins and making dua to extend their lives till the month of Ramadan so they can take maximum benefit out of it. May Allah accept all of us to be alive in the holy month of Ramadan. My brothers, we do not value our iman. Iman is very, very precious, a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah, Hazrat Mufti, Shaykhul Islam Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatum, has mentioned that in the beginning of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the Suratul Fatiha. And in Suratul Fatiha, basically, is divided into two parts. The first part, first three ayat, are the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. And then after the second part, it is the dua, it is the supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dhalin. We are begging and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the hidayah, for the guidance. And it is so essential, my brother, just think and ponder. There are five pillars of Islam, as we know: Salat, Zakat, Sawm Ramadan, and Hajj Baytullah, right? But all these four arkans, other than Iman, based on the time period. For example, the five time prayer Salat is compulsory, right? But in out of 24 hours, a person is not engaged full time in the salah. Certain period comes, he prays salah. There are certain time he is forbidden not to pray salah. He is not allowed to pray salah 24/7. Right? It depends on the time. Likewise, month of Ramadan comes only once in a year. 30 days, 29 days fasting, compulsory. But it's not throughout the year, it's only 1 month in 1 year. And there are so many, you know, excuses. If you are sick, you cannot fast. If you are traveling, it's okay not to fast. All those things, right? So fasting also compulsory act, but it is not combined 24/7. Likewise, zakat, it becomes compulsory once in a year. And that is only obligatory on the rich people. Poor people, destitute people, zakat is not farad upon them. Right? It's not for everybody. It is on selected, chosen servants of Allah to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow extra favors of the wealth. Likewise, Hajj, once in a lifetime, no matter how rich he is, billionaire, still if he performs one time in his lifetime, it's sufficient. He doesn't have to go second time. Right? And that is also not farad upon each and every mu'min. It is only farad obligatory upon those who can afford it. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Now, out of these five arkan, which rukn is left now? Salat, zakat, siyam, and hajj are out. What is left now? Iman. Iman and shahada. And that's iman and shahada is so important and essential, it remains with the person 24/7. It's not period wise that, oh, in the morning I will be mu'min, in the evening, na'uzubillah, I don't need iman. No. Every breath, every moment of your life should be with iman. Even you are sleeping with iman. You are waking up, the first thing you are making dua, alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur, is iman. So iman is the attribute, iman is the sifat. Iman is that essential thing which we are required 24/7 until we die. Until we last moment, we still need the iman. Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. On the last breath, there is no salah, there is no zakah, there is no hajj, there is no siyah. But it's requirement of the iman, even in the last breath. If you utter the kalima la ilaha illallah, then you dying on iman, and there is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you die on iman, on kalima shahada, inshaAllah, through His mercy, He will let you know into the paradise. So you see how important, since we are born till we die, iman is with us 24/7. No matter we are sick, we are healthy, we are poor, we are rich, we are traveling, we are at home, we are with family, we are alone. In every circumstance, in every situation, in every condition, iman is required with us. It doesn't leave us. We should not leave iman. We have to remember our iman, we have to strengthen our iman, and that is what the best gift or best, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is bestowed upon the person, is the wealth of iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَسَمَ بَيْنَكُمْ أَخْلَاقَكُمْ كَمَا قَسَمَ بَيْنَكُمْ أَرْزَاقَكُمْ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distributed among yourself your akhlaq and characters as He has distributed among you your risk and your sustenance. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the same hadith, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعْطِ الدُّنْيَا مَنْ يُحِبُّهُ مَنْ لَا يُحِبُّهُ وَلَا يُعْطِ الْإِيمَانِ إِلَّا مَنْ يُحِبُّهُ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Allah grants the dunya, the wealth, to whom He wish, to whom He likes, and even to those to whom he doesn't like. And in most of the cases, those who are atheists, those who are non-believers, those are rejectors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mushrikeen, kuffar, yahud and nasara, they have more wealth, more luxury of this dunya compared to the believers. Believers are, or most of them are suffering. They are destitute, they are poor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprived the believers from this dunya, because dunya has no value inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even the wing of mosquito. Right? So dunya Allah grants to whom He likes and to whom He doesn't like. But iman is the selected and chosen. Iman Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only grants to whom He wish, to whom He likes. And that's why when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was trying so hard for his uncle Abu Talib on his last breath, just to utter one time kalima shahadat in his ear, so he can bear witness on the Yawm al-Qiyamah on his behalf and protect him from the hellfire, he did not utter the word. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Don't be grief. Don't feel sorry. The hidayah is not in your hands. I choose, I select, I grant the hidayah to whom I wish. It is solely, exclusively in my hand. Although I send you as Hadi, although I send you as Rahmatul Alameen, but you cannot grant hidayah to whom you like. It is only by my choice. So we are sitting here, alhamdulillah, how much we should be thankful and grateful to this great bounty that Allah has selected our souls to be a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us this wealth of iman. Are we thinking on it? Are we appreciating on it? Are we showing our gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this granting wealth of iman? What you know, exercise or what effort we have made to gain this wealth of iman? Nothing. We just born in the Muslim family, parents were Muslim, and we are automatically became Muslim. Nothing from our side, no effort. Allah has selected our soul to be born into the Muslim family. Otherwise, we could be born in some other families. We could be going to the church and in temple. Isn't it the great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much we should appreciate towards it? And this is the holy month of Rajab. We have to show our appreciation through our ibadat. And look how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do a little bit. Allah's mercy is countless. Allah's mercy is so much. One step we go towards Allah. Allah, you know, come to running towards us. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith. In this is the hadith Qudsi. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna Allah ta'ala qal, man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb. Anyone troubles my wali, my friend, then I declare the war against him. No one can touch him. Like father, no one can touch his son in front of him. It is his beloved son, no matter whatever he is doing. After all, he is going to protect him. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes a protector for the believers, and especially those who are waliullah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say, I declare the war against him. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ. And there is no other way. That person, my servant, becomes beloved to me, come closer to me with the thing which I have, which is beloved to me. أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ, which I made compulsory upon him. And he does it. For example, praying salah is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are praying salat, they become special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qad aflah al-ladin, you know, those believers are successful who are punctual upon their salah. There are so many ayat of the salah. So salah is the compulsory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that servant who performing salah 5 times a day, he automatically becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he's doing the duty. He's fulfilling that right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Allah ta'ala made compulsory upon him. And then after, you know, performing all the faraiz and compulsory act without missing, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. Now he's making extra ibadat. This is month of Rajab. He's making extra ibadat other than 5 time prayers. Nawafil, Awabin, Tahajjud, Ishraq, etc., etc., reciting of the Holy Quran, Zikrullah, etc. Nawafil, which is not for us, which is not compulsory, but is doing to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His intention is, somehow I am sinner, may Allah forgive me, and may Allah grant him Jannah, becomes pleased with me, so he is doing extra ibadah during the day and at night. Hatta uhibbuhu. He does so much nawafil, he spends so much time performing nawafil other than faraiz, that he becomes my beloved. He becomes my beloved. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعُهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. And when I start loving him because of his ibadat, because of his worship, because of his zikrullah, then I become his ear through which he hears. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يَبْصِرُ بِهِ. And I become his eyes which what he looks at. Vayadahu alladhi yagatishu, and his hand through which he catches and touches. Varijlahu alladhi yamshi biha, and I becomes his legs through which he walks around. Wa in sa'alani a'taytuhu, and then whatever he asks me, I grant him. His choice, no selection. Whatever he will ask, I will grant him. Wala in ista'adani la'u'idannahu, and whatever assistance, help he requires, I will provide him. See, and now what does Allah explain? Allah becomes ear and eyes and legs and hands, meaning Allah protects all his limbs, all his organs of the body. He will only look at to the halal thing. Allah will protect him not to look at any haram thing. Allah becomes his eyes. He will never be able to look at to any haram on YouTube or internet or around him. Allah becomes his ear, Allah protects his ear to listen any ghibah, any backbiting, any music, any slandering, anything which is haram, not permissible. Allah will protect his ear. Allah will protect his hands. Allah will protect his legs. He will not go to the wrong place. Allah will protect. Allah becomes his protector. See? And 24/7 Allah's help, Allah's nusrat will be with him. Another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned. This is Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Ani Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fima yarvi an Rabbi azza wa jal, idha taqarrab al-abdu ilayya shibran taqarrabtu ilayhi zira'an, wa idha taqarrab ilayya zira'an taqarrabtu minhu ba'an, wa idha atani yamshi ataytuhu harwalatan. This is hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah says, when this is the hadith Qudsi, Allah says, when a slave of mine draws near to me a span, the size of span, I draw near to him a cubit, double the size. And if he draws near to me a cubit, I draws near to him a fathom. And if he comes to me by walking, I go to him running. See how eager Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. One step from our side, my brothers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us to grave through his mercy. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in the Holy Quran, Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Who will bring one good deed to me, I will multiply 10 times, there and there. And if it is more ikhlas, 700 times, even more. So one step from our side is required. Then Allah's mercy is going to envelop and encompass us. May Allah give us tawfiq to value these days and nights of the holy month of Rajab, and let us prepare for the holy month of Ramadan. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.